Oh, podcast time once again here at Triple M. The board is 105.7 with Lou and Al for breakfast. What a busy week it's been, although technically we only worked for 4 out of 5 days for it.
But that's okay. Well, you only worked 4 out of 5 days. On the fifth day, I worked, just not here.
Oh, well, you put up fences.
I did. That's my life these days.
I was going to say, it feels like that's your go-to when you go home.
It's not my go-to. It's literally my life.
You just go home and like, well, I better do some more fencing.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what happens. And Michael said to me yesterday, what? Because I was getting a little bit crabby at one stage. He goes, what did you come out for? I said, because I don't want you saying that I don't help you.
Yeah.
So here I am.
Now you're stuck fencing.
Let's crack on.
We also had the first day of the Henty Field Days. It's huge return for 2022. And mother of God, was it massive?
It was absolutely huge. And your first experience with Henty?
First taste of Henty, and that includes the massive conga line of cars on the way in there. The huge car park that thankfully we drove past and didn't have to park at the back end of because we would have needed a courtesy bus to get to the gate.
Yes, we nearly drove in the wrong entrance. Whoa, that would have been dangerous.
Seconds away from being trapped in there. And then, of course, all the fun, the thrills of everything there, all the people, all the good people there, all the amazing food. And, of course, the delicious scones from the CWA, which was a tough challenge to have to eat as many scones as possible in 60 seconds.
That was a highlight for me, the scones, mainly because I didn't scoff them because you'd already done the scoffing part.
Didn't feel bad. Did not feel bad in the slightest.
They were so light and fluffy.
Had more scones after the challenge.
Yeah.
So that was good. But, yeah, beautiful start to Henty. And, of course, don't worry about that little beep thing there. That's the computer. Beautiful start to Henty, but how about the fact that day three, public holiday, yesterday, they had to close the gates?
I know. So packed. So many people wanting to get along to Henty because it was such a lovely day. Mm. Yeah, they had to close. And, look, a few disgruntled people, let's face it, no one's happy if you're just about to hit the head of the queue and they close the line.
100 metres away from the finish line.
Not cool. Not cool at all.
Well, what can you do? Because if you let in the next 100 metres, you're going to let the next 100 metres after
that. You've got to stop somewhere.
The rest of the 4.8Ks. Anyway, that was the week that was. Today on the podcast, you've lined up something a bit fun, I understand.
Yeah, a bit of fun. So because yesterday was such a beautiful sunny day and I was out doing outdoorsy things.
As you do.
And I came across a gorgeous little echidna. We have short-nosed echidnas that live around these parts and they're adorable and they come out in the springtime.
Okay.
So they hibernate in the winter and they start to emerge in the spring and they obviously go looking for mates, I guess.
Sure. Or literally. For some fun, obviously. Yeah,
that too. So this has been sparked by that. I thought I'd just try you with a little wildlife quiz.
Ooh,
Al,
okay.
You know I love all things like nature and
all
wildlife.
Critters. Yep.
Yeah, all great and small. So this little quiz that I've arranged for you is called Land, Sea or Tree. Well, land, sea/slash water. It doesn't have to be the sea.
Okay, land, sea, and tree. That's a nice name for it.
It just sounded better.
Yep, cool.
All right, so I'm going to say the name of an animal, and you have to tell me whether it lives on the land,
in the water, or in a tree. Right.
Okay.
Now, are you using the actual name or that stupid Latin name?
No, I'll use Giantus possumus. No, I'll use the actual name.
Okay, thank you.
The actual name. That would be a bit cruel.
Oh, well, you could try.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, kick it off.
So the first one is grey-headed flying fox.
That's got to be a tree.
Correct.
Oh, yes. Tick. Excellent. Where's my little ding?
Where's your ding? Have you got a dinger?
I've got my dinger somewhere. I keep forgetting to load up my dinger.
I would have thought that your dinger would be ready at all times.
This is just getting out of control.
A little bit disappointed.
That's not my dinger. No, there it is.
Aha! There
Dinger's
we go.
Been found.
Well done.
Game can continue.
Okay. Question number two, or animal number two.
Yep.
Pobble bonk. I'll say it again. Pobble bonk.
Pobble bonk. Land. Oh, no.
No.
See?
That one's found in the water. That is a type of frog.
The
found around these parts.
Pobble bonk
frog. The pobble bonk frog or the banjo frog.
Why is it called a pobble bonk?
Because that's the noise it makes. Bobble bobble. Okay.
Shouldn't have asked.
That's it.
Okay.
Well, you've won a piece now.
One from two.
Yeah, Swamp wallaby.
Oh, it's got to be land.
Yes.
Oh. I've never seen trees with swamp wallabies.
Okay. Yep. Let's go for this one. Common ringtail.
That's a tree.
Nice.
Yes.
And finally,
okay,
yellow-footed antechinus.
Oh, God. What is an antechinus when it's not yellow-footed?
These are all animals that we have locally.
Yeah,
these are all border residents.
They're
all border residents.
Including the pobblebonk.
Indeed. Yellow-footed antechinus.
Sure, I know you've used an antechinus in our free money minute on occasion, but I cannot remember what it actually is. I am going to say that's a land animal.
Yes. I would have also accepted tree.
Yep.
They're very skilled climbers.
And so what are they?
They're tiny little marsupial mice, if you will. They're not a mouse, but they're like a tiny little marsupial, about the size of a mouse, a little bit bigger.
Excellent.
Very cute. Super cute. They're my spirit animal. I love an antechinus.
An antechinus.
Yeah. Now, we have a lot of them around our place. They get into the house. They're like Houdinis. I don't know how, but they can get into the house. They can get into and out of the house whenever they want. The funny thing about them, I'm sure I've told you this fact before, but I have to share it.
Go on.
Antechinus actually mate themselves to death. So the male antechinus mates with so many females during the mating season, it actually kills itself mating because they don't stop for to sleep. They don't eat. They just do it.
Sounds like a university student.
Yes, so there you go. Just a little bit of
what a way to go.
A little interesting fact for you.
How did your husband die? Well, he was an antechinus. You know.
So I think, how did you go? Yeah,
4 out of 5.
You did. You did pretty well.
I just came unstuck with the pobblebonk, and that's a really weird thing to say. But
but you know now, see, and I feel like I've done my job as somebody that is
a border educator when it comes to the native wildlife.
See, I love to look after our native wildlife, and I feel like I've helped you to now become a little bit more acquainted with some of the locals that you need to keep your eyes peeled for because they're about.
The antechinus. And the pobblebonks especially. But I've learned so much today, Lou, and I thank you for it.
Look, you're very welcome. I hope you get to see an antechinus at some stage in your lifetime.
Sure, they're out there. Although if I come across a dead one, I'll know how he died.
You know, exactly. You can just spare a thought for him for a moment.
Oh, spare a thought or cheer him on. Thank you. That was a fun quiz. And we are back on your radio, your listener app coming up again Monday from 6. So we'll catch you there here at Triple M.